Thank you.
Abogado.
Thank you very much to our lawyer, Mr. Molina. There was also a question asked about the situation of human rights defenders. Let me tell you that the state of Honduras has a protection system for human rights defenders that recently approved rules of procedure and relating to budget proceedings to try and respond to situations relating to journalists and human rights defenders. In November 2023, the National Protection Mechanism has protection measures for covering 181 active cases. 138 of them relate to human rights defenders, as well as social leaders, journalists, and judicial officials. 115 cases are individual cases, and the remainder collective cases. In 2024, we have strengthened the response of the national protection system. We've doubled the number of staff working in the unit that provides assistance to those who benefit from the mechanism. And together with OHCHR and Protection International, we are undertaking ongoing training for the staff, specifically to focus on risk analysis and the implementation of security plans for beneficiaries. When it comes to the situation of internally displaced persons, a result of violence, in 2022, Honduras became one of the few countries in the region, in fact, it was the fifth country in the region, to adopt a law providing care for those who were displaced as a result of violence. Within the Secretariat for Human Rights, we are assisting displaced persons on the grounds of violence in different ways. The figures that we have in our country relating to this phenomenon is that 3%, that is 294,396 persons, it is reported, have been internally displaced. That is, they've been forced to change their place of habitual residence for somewhere else. In the urban population, the percentage of urban populations that displaced is 3.8%, and in rural areas, it's 2%. Amongst the main reasons for this form of displacement is natural catastrophes, that's 39% in urban areas, and in rural areas, violence is a more significant factor, or insecurity, 29.2%. Searching employment is 14%. This is the third reason for changing urban areas. And insecurity is the main driver of displacement in rural areas. And finally, relating to the recommendations made by this committee in concluding observations. The Secretary of State within the Human Rights Unit transmits to public authorities the recommendations issued internationally. And as the committee has been told, we have a monitoring and recommendation system for international recommendations. This is something that will allow the three branches of government to properly heed the recommendations made by this committee. So this is ongoing work which happens on a constant basis, and we are strengthening our recommendation system during